listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Chemicalization understood. Understanding the term chemicalization is important. A definition of error as both supposition and effect, not simply symptoms or manifestations, aids this understanding. Error and its effects are the same. Substitute one for the other in any situation. If faith in the truth of being, which you impart mentally while destroying error, causes chemicalization, as when an alkali is destroying an acid, it is because the truth of being must transform the error to the end of producing a higher manifestation. This fermentation should not aggravate the disease, but should be as painless to man as to a fluid, since matter has no sensation and mortal mind only feels and sees materially. Science and Health, page 401. Correct the basis of false argument or supposition that pleasure and pain, that intelligence, substance, life are existent in matter, science and health, and you correct its manifestation. Not having faith in error's manifestation, which is matter, but having faith in the truth of being, removes a false argument by resting thought upon a spiritual fact. And because error and its effects are one, the process of removal is altogether natural. The removal of one is the removal of the other. The truth of being must transform the error to the end of producing a higher manifestation, and this fermentation should not aggravate the disease, since a manifestation better than disease, better than a poor prospect of health, is the natural presentation of thought. Chemicalization understood gives impetus, hope, and spiritual expectation, assuring us of better things to come. These are natural presentations, always abiding in human consciousness. See Science and Health, page Roman numeral 11. It is essential to leave abstract reasoning for practical application as soon as possible. The Lord's Prayer is Jesus' own consciousness of truth, God, and of truth's idea. Error and its effects are not personal to anyone. Someone may have accepted a supposition of error, but did not create that supposition. A supposition of error is a general human belief accepted as law. The Lord's Prayer lifts thought above general belief. It is truth reversing error. It is a spiritual consciousness of law based upon divine principle, love, and the conscious operation of this principle. Scripture gives the proper import of chemicalization. Elisha asked Elijah that he be given a double mantle when the material sense of Elijah was to disappear in a whirlwind. Seeing his disappearance, Elisha took the double mantle. He then saw that everything is both mental and spiritual. In divine science, all is mental and spiritual. Spirit is substance and reflects spiritual ideas. Westminster Bible Dictionary describes Elisha's experience. The miraculous power was so much under Elisha's control that apparently he could exercise it at will. The recognition that everything is mental and spiritual is chemicalization on a divinely scientific basis and adjusts the transformation of thought. Chemicalization has its purpose in healing and regeneration, since it identifies a useful process of change of thought, and when understood in its practicality, is valuable to both healer and patient. Note, the accompanying transcript gives more detail regarding chemicalization than the audio version.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.